So the question was asked, what should a Sephardi and Ashkenazi do? What can they do with regards to putting food back on the fire? So I was asked to deal with the Sephardi custom first, and we're going to try. I don't know the Sephardi custom, but we could deal with what it says in Shulchan Aruch. When we speak about putting something back on the fire on Shabbat, which is what you asked about, so our first question is, am I cooking or not cooking? I am not allowed to cook on Shabbat. So, let's take an example. I get a phone call from a soldier in what's called, the box, the pill box. They sit in this box that's very high up, and they overlook a large area to make sure no one's coming. And the soldier tells me they're going to have, they're going to prepare food. He's on guard duty till 12, 1 o'clock at night. And then at 1 o'clock, he leaves guard duty. And he'd like to eat from the cholent till 1 o'clock. But he's not sure whether the cholent will be ready. So, is he allowed to take the pot off the fire, take from the cholent, and put it back on the fire? Yeah. He's going to lift it, he'll hold it in his hands the whole time, he'll take from the cholent, and then he'll put it back on the fire. But what if the cholent isn't fully cooked?
Then you're putting it on fire. And you're
so then when he puts it back on the fire, he's cooking on Shabbos.
Is it a third cooked, or is it...
No, cooked. Cooked. Has to be readily, everyone would eat it.
We don't stand a lot on the vendor side.
I'll read it to you from the Shulchan Aruch, okay? V'im lo nitbashel kol tzorko, if it's not fully cooked. V'afilu nitbashel k'machal ben drusai, even if it was a third cooked, shayach bo bishul, then that's considered cooking. Afilu bo rorotech, even though it's boiling. You took it off the fire, it's still bubbling in your hand. But you know the potatoes aren't cooked. The eggs inside aren't cooked. The meat inside isn't cooked. It's bubbling, but it's not yet cooked. Meat takes time to cook, right? So that says the Shulchan Aruch, Shayach bo bishul. That's still cooking if you're going to put it back on the fire. Okay? So I'm not allowed to put food back on the fire if it's not fully cooked. Okay? What? That's rule number one. Now we come to rule number two. What happens... if something was fully cooked. So our first rule in putting something back on the fire, it has to be fully cooked. Okay? That's part one. We didn't get there, but yes. Jumping ahead. Okay. It's a different halacha what you're asking now, but yes. Okay, so point number one is... I'm dealing with something that's fully cooked. If it's not fully cooked, my question doesn't begin. It doesn't matter if it's liquid. It doesn't matter if it's dry. If my thing isn't fully cooked, I'm not allowed to put it back on the fire. Now it's fully cooked. So then my question becomes a question of bishul achar bishul. If something is fully cooked, is it considered that I'm cooking it if I put it back on the fire? Okay, so I have cholent that's fully cooked. Cooked. I served cholent on Thursday night. We came learning. We ate real cholent. They didn't just call it cholent night. We ate cholent. And then I put it back in the fridge. Now I want to put it back on the fire Shabbos morning. So my first question is, am I cooking on Shabbos? Meaning I have other rabbinic questions, but my first question is a biblical question. Meaning there are many components we're going to deal with. But the first question is, wait a second, am I cooking on Shabbos when I put it back on the fire? I have soup. My soup is fully cooked. I ate from it on Thursday and on Friday. Now on Shabbos, I want to reheat my soup. Is that called cooking when I put it back on the fire on Shabbos? I want to take soup out of the fridge and put it on the fire. Is that cooking or not? The soup is fully cooked, but it's cold. Is reheating it called cooking? When do I say that putting something back on the fire is considered that I recooked it? That's called cooking. B'tavshil sheyesh bo marak. When something has liquid, when I have liquid and I put it back on the fire, so then that's called that I cooked it. So if something was cooked fully, tavshil shenit bashel kol tzoko, the Shulchan Aruch tells me, I have a chulent or a soup that was fully cooked. Yesh bo mishum bishulim nitztanen. If it cooled off, then putting it back on the fire is considered cooking. So I cannot take a cold soup out of the fridge and put it on the plata. When does my discussion begin? When do I have a discussion? When it's dry. When it comes to liquid, says the Shulchan Aruch, there is bishul achar bishul. Then if I take something liquid and reheat it, if I take a soup and bring it up to Mahal Ben Drusai, so then I have a problem. I'm cooking. Wait, but my soup was fully cooked. What do you mean? It's just cold. No, but it's liquid. So reheating a liquid on Shabbat, so then that's called Bishul, Achar Bishul. Even though it was cooked once, I'm cooking again. It's a liquid. Right. No, that's not why. It's because I could eat cold soup. Right, I could eat cold soup. It's not because I can't eat it. It's because the act of reheating a liquid is called bishul.
If you put cold milk in hot coffee, is that cooking the milk?
Slowly. We'll get there. We're not yet there.
Big problem, man.
It's not a problem. Why it's not a problem, we'll get to.
Yeah, that's the question. But we just said that there's bishul achar bishul, so there's cooking even once it's been cooked. Even if it's been cooked before, like the pasteurization, that doesn't mean that you're allowed to cook it again.
Right. So our question becomes, when I have what's called in halacha, davar yavesh, I have a dry schnitzel, I cooked potatoes, now I want to put those potatoes into a pot of hot water. When I have yavish, when I have something that's dry, that's been fully cooked, then I run into the question of, is there bishul achar bishul? I cooked it once. I cooked, schnitzel's a bad example because you baked schnitzel. I cooked my chicken. I cooked my potatoes.
What's cooking then?
Cooking is in a liquid. Baking is in dry heat.
You make a difference?
Yes. So, slowly. Let's finish his question, then we'll take other questions. So I'm saying let's finish one concept, then we'll go on to other concepts. So Shulchan Aruch tells us that when something has been fully cooked, but it's liquid, so then yesh bishul achar bishul bilach. If I have liquid, even though it's been fully cooked, if I re-cook it, that's called cooking. What happens if I have chulent that's bubbling, but it's not yet fully cooked? Then putting it on the fire is called cooking. Okay? Two separate halachot. Continuing or initiating a heat to something that's hot but not yet fully cooked is cooking. That's why my soldier could not take the chulent off the fire on Shabbat at midnight unless he knew it was fully cooked. Because if he did, he wouldn't be able to put it back on for the other soldiers. Not only would he be eating semi-raw chulent, but everyone would lose the chulent that Friday night. So, because he couldn't put it back on the fire. And that doesn't matter, Sfardir Ashkenazi. That's number one. Then we come into, my soup is fully cooked, my chulent's fully cooked, it's in the fridge. Can I put it back on the plata? The answer is no, you're cooking on Shabbos. But I said it was fully cooked. Right, but now it's cold. So if it's cold, and now I'm going to take a cold liquid and put it on the fire, so then, yesh bishul achar bishul, it's considered cooking when I take something liquid and put it back on the fire. So far we're together? So our question begins with something dry. If I have something dry, I have potatoes that were cooked, I have chicken that was cooked, so then I'm allowed to reheat it on Shabbos because ein bishul achar bishul biyavesh. When I have something dry, so then I say reheating it does not constitute cooking it. It was cooked once. I cooked my potatoes once. If I reheat it by putting it into hot water, I'm not cooking. Okay, we're going to pause here.